All right, we'll say good morning. So we're continuing. Actually, we're going to finish off today the Shara Sheni. We left off page Nun in the Shara Tshuva. So remember again, last week, the Rabbeinu Yonah was focusing on the teaching of Hillel, which was, Im ein ani li mili, if I not for myself, then who am I? Ukishani la atzmi ma'ani. But if I'm only for myself, then what am I? Ve'im lo achshav imasai. And if not, now when? So we saw, amazingly enough, that the Rabbeinu Yonah was advancing a total of 9 different interpretations for that last piece, Im lo achshav imasai. If not, now when? So I believe we left off with the Chamishas, with the 5th, which is paragraph Lamed on page Nun. Chamishas, the 5th interpretation, Be'ichur tikon ha-nefesh, ha-yitzer holechu miskaber. The more a person delays, take care of the spiritual deficits that I possess, the more the Yitzhahara becomes stronger. Well, so it's an incredible yisod, if you think about it. Meaning, wherever there's a vacuum, that's where the Yitzhahara takes hold. So therefore, if I know that I have certain deficiencies, and I'm not working on those deficiencies, where that vacuum exists, ultimately, again, that's where the Yitzhahara is going to take hold. So if I delay fixing what is broken, just understand that as time goes on, those broken pieces become more amplified, become stronger, become more reinforced, and it's even more difficult to go out and take care of them. As the metaphor in the Pasuk in Mishlei is that a person is like a field. Page Nun, paragraph Lamed. So it's the Shar Sheni chapter, paragraph 30. So remember again, as he quotes over here from the metaphor in Mishlei, Vihini ala kula kimshonim. Man is like a field. And what happens if you don't cultivate the field? The thorns spring up in the field. Amru says, Chron Levracha, Kasha Yetzer Kasha Ba'aveira, Yidma Kenyan Aminos. Fine. So that's the 5th. Now let's go to the 6th. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Hashishis ulai lo yimashchu yamov v'yamos terem yashlim chol katshuva. Suppose there's another piece. Why shouldn't a person delay in taking care of what they have to take care of? Why shouldn't a person seize upon the present opportunity? Because I will say, procrastination is predicated on one basic reality, or one basic perceived reality. That's what? That I have more time later on. Right? So I procrastinate because, again, there's tomorrow, or there's the next day, there's the next week. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, we have no guarantee as to how much time we have in this world. Therefore, by definition, whatever has to get done has to get done now, for we know not how much time we have here. Akin Hisir Shlomo Alav Shalom Bechol Is Yu Bigadech Levanim. As Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, your clothing should be white at all times, which is another way of saying that a person must live life in a state of spiritual preparedness. For one simple reason is that we don't know how much time we have on this earth. We'll say page Nun Aleph, paragraph Lamed Beis Hashias, the 7th interpretation. Behis achra min atshuva, when a person delays doing tshuva, yihi yu avonosav yishanim. We'll say this is amazing. V'yishkach yigonam, v'yodivelo yidag lahem kasher betchila. So this is amazing. When you go ahead and you delay doing tshuva, so we'll say what happens, literally translated, your averos become old. Now what happens when your averos become old? So again, the impact of those averos are often lost. Mm-hmm. So we've all had moments like this in life where I do something wrong and I feel terrible. But the truth is that pain, as heartbreaking as it is also potentially cathartic. Because I realize like how low and how bad I feel. And like this is the moment that I'm going to turn things around. This is the moment where mamish, I'm just going to become a different person. But then what happens? If you don't act on that immediately, then what occurs? Then over time, I just don't feel as bad about it. Right? Meaning over time, again, if you're very talented, you could actually justify it. And if you're exceptionally talented, it mamish turns into a mitzvah. But even if you're not that talented, at some point in time, the pain ebbs away. I just don't feel the pain in the same way. And when the pain begins to ebb away, I just don't worry about these averos in the same way that I did in the beginning. And when that worry kind of drains away, the ability to seize upon this moment and to do something with it goes with it as well. Hashminis, paragraph Lamed Gimel. Bivo'o b'yomim v'yechlash kolach hayetzer. So I said, this is amazing. Furthermore, if you don't do tshuva immediately, and you wait until you get older. So one of the real positive byproducts of getting older is what? Is that the pull and the hold of the Yetzer Hara upon us is much less. Right? It's one of the great perks. The Yetzer Hara is not as strong when I'm older as it was when I was young. The problem with that is that if I wait to go ahead and do tshuva until I get older, then what happens? Lo yikabel sachar al hatshuva kasher betikun levavo bimei bichurosa. So what ends up happening? I will not end up getting schar for that tshuva in my old age as I would have in my youth. So this is a very important yisod. This actually is one of the fundamental principles of the laws of tshuva, the Hilchos tshuva. You know, the Rambam brings down that Ezohi Baal tshuva gimura, what is a complete Baal tshuva, what is a complete process of tshuva? So the Gemara says that literally, let's assume the Rambam uses an example of a moral lapse. Let's say a man committed an avera with a particular woman. So the Rambam says that tshuva is also isha, being in a situation with the same woman, same time, same circumstances. Va'od kocho biyado. Od kocho biyado is that if I committed an act of immorality with a particular woman and I was 30, and then it happens to be that now again I'm with her and I'm 93, right? So, and I don't commit the avera, I don't exactly get the shkoyach for that. You know, that's because, you know, the tennis balls on the walker got stuck on something, you know, as I'm going to commit the avera. So again, I have to be clear, I get credit any time I overcome my yitzhara. But you obviously understand combating Yitzhara at 33 is a bit different than combating it at 93. I get a shkoyach for 93 also, but it's not the same taiva. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, when Hillel says, Imlo achshav emasai, what Hillel is saying is, listen, we all have things we need to correct, and the goal is to correct them before we leave this world. Obviously, we don't know we're going to leave this world, so the goal is to correct it today. But there's another impetus to correct it now, because if I correct it in the prime of my life, when the taivas are still there, that tshuva is so much more impactful, that tshuva is so much more meaningful, because those desires still burn strongly. Masha'inkein, if I wait till much later on in life, although I get credit for the tshuva, but the intensity of that tshuva is not the same. He says, oh, Amr Abizin is from the Brach, let's just finish up this paragraph. Ashrei ish yareyas Hashem. Praiseworthy is the person who fears God. So what is the Gemara Darshan? Ba'odo ish, when you're still a man. What does that mean, when you're still a man? The greatest accomplishment for tshuva is when a person does tshuva when they're still in their prime, and they still have those desires and wants to sin. Va'amru kasher lo timtso yad ganav lignov, yachzik nafsho ki ish shalim. I ultimately, again, as the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says, kasher lo timtso yad ganav lignov, yachzik nafsho, meaning when a person no longer has the desire to steal, so the ability to go ahead and abstain from stealing is not going to be the same. Masha'inkein, when the thief has the desire to steal, when the person has the desire to sin, the ability to summon the strength and refrain from that and change myself around, that is a true spiritual accomplishment. Rabbi, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the ninth and final interpretation of the Shamir Tashem tomorrow morning.